One man's experience at a West Philadelphia Lowe's has the home improvement store reviewing its practice of verifying customer purchases on the way out the door. WHYY's Annette John Hall reports that the man felt like a criminal after leaving the store and dug deeper into which customers have their receipts checked and which customers don't.
Will Mega spent the better part of Memorial Day weekend going back and forth to Lowe's, purchasing items for a home improvement project. Each time, he was required to show his receipt at the exit, even though the cashier stand where he purchased his items was just a few feet away.
If you stopped me because I was stealing something, stop me all day. I get it, but there was no probable cause.
In a heated video exchange, Mega insists that the manager show him the receipt policy. The manager tells him not to take it personally, that the practice is in place because the store, located on 50th Street in the Parkside section of West Philadelphia, is designated a, quote, Class 6 or high theft store.
It's a Class 6 store, sir.
What's that mean?
A Class 6 store means, Class 6 means for, it's a high theft store, essentially.
Oh, high theft store. So I'm being treated like a criminal because somebody else committed a crime.
I'm not saying you're.
Listen, you're treating me, a customer who paid for my goods,
right,
like a criminal.
When Mega asks if the practice occurs only in inner city neighborhoods, an employee nods her head yes. When he needed paint, he went to a store in Havertown where no one checked his receipts. Temple business professor Jeffrey Bowles says he has not seen any research on how receipt check upon exit reduces crime and says the practice raises a question of racial profiling.
I wonder why the store is implementing this specific loss prevention tactic as opposed to others. Why it would be requiring customers to go through this extra step, and it's not being applied in a consistent way across other stores.
Mega, who is a dean of students at a North Philadelphia charter school, says he'd like to see a universal policy implemented so no Lowe's customer will be stopped and asked for a receipt.
Just because others may have committed a crime, I should not be treated like a criminal. That's just not fair. It just leaves open too many possibilities to discriminate against people.
In a statement provided to WHYY, Lowe says it's reevaluating its practice and has, quote, reached out to Mr. Mega to understand more about his experience and continue the dialogue. Annette John Hall, WHYY News.